Alright, here we go. And a one, and a two, and two. That was terrible.
It's okay.
Welcome to the Tales from the Books. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Alright.
Dive in.
Yeah, well, welcome to the Tales from One Block podcast. Kind of lost my steam there. this is episode.
Hello.
This is episode 240. Spotlight on Marvel Comics Black Widow. I put widows in the text. Let me fix that. Volume 6, number 1, circa 2016 for you future people that are listening to this. When these are in the archives in the 30th century.
In the year 2017.
Yes. I
always remember. I always remember the Conan O'Brien skit in the year 2000. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay. So yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Mosby.
You are Chris Mosby. I'm Caleb Gerard.
I think I am. Yeah. I'm a little confused. Apparently.
You are not. You are not Murray Fox. So you must be Chris Mosby.
No, Murray is. Actually doing a secret mission in the United States for the Canadian government. The details we don't know. But we think he's in... I don't really have any idea where he's at. Tell you.
It has something to do with poutine in New Mexico. I don't know. It's beyond poutine. That. It's
okay.
It's a blur. But if you see a slightly heavyset man with dreadlocks and wearing Hawaiian shorts and being really, really polite, you have met Murray.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, and he will correct your English.
Oh, well,
but that's just the teacher in him.
Yeah, that's fine. I can handle it.
It's not because he's a jerk. It's just because he's a teacher.
Yeah. So. Yes, not a math teacher.
So I had a brush with greatness today. This is the perfect place to bring it up, and this is why.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be later than I was going to be, than I ended up being. But
all right.
I a couple weeks ago, I solicited a commission drawing from Scott Collins.
Oh, really? Cool.
I did, yes. And, you know, in the process of negotiating the price, he said, well, we'll just mail the check to this address in this address. And I looked at the address and said, that's like 10 minutes from my house. And so it turns out that Mr. Scott Collins is another Arizonan.
I had no idea.
Displaced. I had no idea either. And apparently there are many other comic book professionals who have made their home in the always sunny state of Arizona. So,
wow.
But anyhow, I will post a scan of this very cool Batgirl and Supergirl. Drawing that he did for me. I asked him to do it in the style of the Superman versus Batman cover from Dark Knight, the original series.
Nice. Very nice.
But using Burnside Batgirl, the current version of Batgirl, versus the redesigned version of Supergirl he did for Justice League 3001.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is. I will post it either later today or tomorrow, the scan. So
I'll have to ask you offline about what that ran you, because I could think at least two or three things that I'd like him to do.
I'll forward you his I'll forward you what I paid. Absolutely. Uh-huh. But it was more than I would like to be paying for stuff, because I'm a cheapskate. On the other hand, it was well worth the price of admission.
I can imagine.
I'm very pleased. He did a lot of background work on it, which was cool. And he did a lot of, I just said, you know, here's my limitations. I need a border so I can put it in a frame.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the Burnside Batgirl versus the 3001 Supergirl. Beyond that, and the pose, and the basic pose that I was looking for. And
mm-hmm.
he went to town. And I'm immensely pleased with the end result. It's a black and white. It's Mm-hmm. It's as if I got it, you know, at a convention.
Right. So, that sounds great.
Yeah, I think he was between commissions when he was at Long Beach Con a few weeks ago, and he posted something on Facebook saying, "Hey, anybody want a commission?" I went, I think so.
Yeah, I totally missed that.
Yeah,
I haven't been much on social media lately, but.
Yeah, he was going to charge, he said, here's what the shipping cost is if you send the check to here. I'm like, I don't need to pay damn shipping cost. Just go home, and I'll meet you at the local Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So. Now, unfortunately, he wasn't able to stop and chit-chat. Apparently, I guess something came up, and he needed to not be seen with me or something. I don't know.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't want a mob. He has got
guns. Right.
After all.
Right, he's got guns.
Yeah, I would be too. I'd be afraid of that.
Yeah, him and Muhammad Ali, there are two big celebrities locally. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's impressive. And Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah, okay. Gotcha.
And also Linda Carter.
Oh, really? That's big time.
Wonder Woman!
The one we got really claim to fame here is George Washington Carver over in, I think it was Carthage.
Yeah, but he's dead. He's dead.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say he was going to be a live one. This is a small podunk town. What do you expect, man? Jeez.
Fair enough. Oh my God, what was I thinking?
Man. I probably got.
All right.
Yeah. I was probably the first one with internet service in the entire town at one point. Back in the day. Yeah.
Dial-up.
Dial-up with AOL, man. It was a long-distance number. Boy, were those bills sucked. Man, it was terrible. $200.
Especially when you get a download that's half done and you've.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, doo!
Yeah, drop.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into this.
All right. Anyhow, that's funny.
That was cool, man.
That was my brush with greatness this weekend.
That's cool.
I'm glad I asked for it. I'm looking forward to finding a frame to throw it up on the wall in.
Yeah, I got a comic book page and a. I guess it was Moy and yeah. Serini. I got like I don't know how many years ago they were selling comic book pages. And it was one from the Legion where they brought back Monel and the Archie Legion.
Oh, with the during the DNA run. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, not during the DNA run. It was before that. Were they writing it back then?
You know what? They may have taken it on with Legion of the Damned, maybe.
Because Casey,
I'm sure you're right.
Casey Carlson was still editor.
Mm.
And that convention. When I got that, only the first two issues of Kingdom Come had come out.
Well, where's Murray when we need him? He's our statistician, our historian.
Yeah.
On these things, Murray.
Murray. Oh well, he's busy. Okay. Black Widow.
Black Widow. Yes.
Yes, Wade, Samnee, and Wilson, the exact same team that did the absolutely excellent Daredevil run. Which I plan to get in all in trade because it was so good. I wish they'd make an omnibus.
They could. It was short enough. You'd think they could omnibus the whole thing. What was
it?
It
was
18
two volumes.
Issues or?
Well, yeah, there was two different runs of it. Each of them went about that same.
So it was really that. Oh God, it didn't feel that long.
Yeah, because they did the Marvel Now thing, and then they ended it, and then they restarted it with number one, and they did another 10-12 issues. So there's probably...
The San Francisco run. Yeah, the San Francisco run, yeah.
Yeah, there's probably maybe 30 issues total.
Oh, that Randy, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, they did that whole reboot of him, and he was a... Daredevil was a bad guy, and blah, 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 blah. You
mm-hmm. know. Wow. That was a lot less. But no, taking nothing away from him, because it was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. I never was a Daredevil fan, never read Daredevil on a consistent basis. And, we all know I'm a Wade fan, but I will admit there has been some stuff he's done lately that I haven't cared for and haven't continued with. So that's the first time that's happened. Usually everything he writes I really like, but he did Green Hornet for Dynamite for a while, and it just was meh. I haven't read the Archie that he's doing.
Really good stuff. His what is it? I think it's on issue 5 or 6, and... Mm-hmm. been very good. I will tell you, just as an aside, that the Charles Soule run on Daredevil, if they ever had drawn a better line in the sand for a time to jump off the book, that was it. Enjoying it. No, the current run. I gave it a shot. This is not the good Charles Soule stuff.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I really haven't read anything that he's written that I've cared for.
Well, then easy call for you then.
Yeah, I just, I haven't even read the ones I've procured from other means.
See, I enjoyed his Swamp Thing stuff, but so I thought, maybe a solo character, but and maybe it's just it pales in comparison to the Wade Samney run, which was. Exquisite stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was fun, great characterization, etc., etc.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that makes me think of the Iron Fist TV show. I guess Luke Cage is coming out first, though.
Yes. Daredevil comes out in a week.
Yes, that's correct. That's lunchtime watching. All right, let's get back into it.
That will be work from home watching for me in about 3 or 4 weeks. So.
Yeah, since I got Windows 10, and I got two screens on my desktop, I could, run the Netflix app and actually watch it while I'm working, but I wouldn't get any work done.
Yeah, I was just, I'll admit, sorry, we'll get to this issue in a minute.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it's cool.
I would say I probably only watched maybe. 3/4 of Daredevil season one, as well as Jessica Jones season one. Not because they weren't really good. It's just I usually had them on while working. So,
right.
And there was enough. 13 episodes of each. While some people out there will disagree, was a lot. I think they could have done them in 7 or 6 per.
I could have used some more Daredevil, but Jessica Jones was a couple episodes too long. That was the darkest television show I have ever seen. I mean, seriously. Wow.
I thought you watched Game of Thrones. Goodness.
Okay, oh, no, I watched that, but that's just different,
Okay.
Oh, what the hell? That's not what I meant to do, but okay. The difference being that, Game of Thrones is on, well, I guess you could say it's on cable too, but
yeah.
I don't have HBO, but I have watched it. But I don't know, it was just really dark. And I guess it was because I haven't seen David Tennant's my doctor. That's when I got hooked on Doctor Who for a while, and until what Matt guy showed up. I haven't watched it since. Well, I have some. But anyway, it was hard seeing him in that role, and he was just so freaking evil.
Yep.
And but yeah, that was something. So.
Yep. All right. Wade Samney Wilson on The Black Widow, volume 6,000.
Yeah, volume. I just counted how many of them there were, and I'm just saying volume 6. So.
Okay.
That's just
my love this cover, by the way. The Chris Samney cover where she is speeding away, and the shield beacon is behind her, shattering, is awesome. It's so beautiful.
Looking at the one with all the covers, it's pretty cool. Okay, so we see an office with normal looking office people, and you hear a crack, fack, whoomp. Attention all personnel, this is Director Hill. Effective immediately, Agent Natasha Romanoff, codenamed Black Widow, is considered to be an enemy of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then you see that people are trying to stop her, and she's whooping up on them.
I would almost picture her just walking through and just methodically, doom, 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 just knocking them all down. Not even not even trying too hard, sort of...
that second panel, she doesn't really look like it. She doesn't really look like it, the second panel.
Yep, just strolling along.
Yep. Ooh. And she's to be stopped at any cost. So, you know, you got these guys piling on. Some of them look like, you know, meatheads, bodyguard types. And this is a front for S.H.I.E.L.D. because she busts through a wall. And then there's the real deal with S.H.I.E.L.D. agents and, you know, the fake wall. And there's guys standing around drinking coffee, but they're in their S.H.I.E.L.D. outfits. And the guy she was fighting, everyone's for the walls, get her! I repeat, the Black Widow cannot be allowed to exit this facility. And she's, you know, getting muscled by big guys, and she's taking them out. I'm trying to
imagine. It's the break room. Look at that. It's the break room. Yeah, it looks just like my break room in my office.
Yeah, it is a break room, isn't it? Well, they got to eat, so... So she's getting manhandled by a big guy. Always said you were tough. I ain't impressed. And all you got, you skinny. And she headbutts him and Debbie, get her. He broke his nose. And boy, there's some big damn people. And it looks like Amanda Waller has got the gun on her.
You know who she looks like? I'm gonna interrupt this. She looks like there's a supporting character in Deadpool who is a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who I think this woman may in fact be.
Very possible. So,
and if it's not, then someone needs to check with the editor and let them know that they have two heavyweight black women working at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
So
she's on loan from the Suicide Squad.
That's right.
Pardon me. Oh man, I don't know where that came from. Okay. This weather's killing me. She's down on one knee, and she wants the proverbial smoke bomb out of the... Actually, looks more incendiary. And it blows.
That's incendiary. That ain't no smoke bomb.
No. It's, flash banging, and yeah. So she jumps out a window, and then you see the scene. She was on the helicarrier, and she just jumped out the window. That's kind of cool. So...
Yep.
Chris Samney and Mark Waid writers. Oh, interesting. Got co-writer.
Mm-hmm.
Samney art, Matthew Wilson color art, Vic Joe Carmeninga lettering, various other people, Jake Thomas editor, blah, blah, blah. Dan Buckley, I've heard that name before.
Lots of covers, including the very funny one by Scotty Young, if you get a chance to see it.
And then we have Colby Summers is talking up. That's the actress that plays her in the Avengers movies. She used to be on How I Met Your Mother. So I just threw that in there. So they censor and says, "What do you blank?" Means she jumped. "Do you realize what she stole from us? Recover her!" So all these agents are getting busy and. Somebody jumps in a flying car, an old one, looks like James Bond era, and apparently they have jetpacks now, which would come in handy if you're on a helicarrier. And one of them says 13, which is kind of cool. Now, this she looks like a Muslim lady because of her hair, the one in the jump jet. Does that know what that looks like, or is that just what she put on her head? I don't know.
I think she just put it on her head. Okay. Keep her hair out of her eyes.
Okay, so she's flying him in the flying car. I guess it's an old Lamborghini with 13
on
it.
That's what the little symbol means right there, yeah.
Yep.
13, Agent 13.
That's what I was thinking, right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Let me see if I can explain this. She's trying to she's free-falling. Black Widow's free-falling. And physics would say that the heavier car, up to a certain point, would fall faster. So she's kind of in a tight ball, letting the car kind of catch up with her.
Well, the car's not just falling towards her. The car is actually
It has propulsion.
Propelled. Yeah, it's got propulsion going towards her.
I would think that pose that she's in all curled up is to slow her descent to some amount, but I could be wrong. But
next time I go skydiving, I'll let you know.
Appreciate it. So she gets close to the hood of the car and kind of lets it go by, and then with her foot as it goes by taps the eject button and injects the agent out of the flying car. And now she's got to deal
with...
Oh, go ahead.
I think it's so cool that this flying car, this ultra sophisticated machine needs keys to start.
Yeah. And why would anybody label the eject button so clearly?
Eject.
But anyway, that's kind of like a visual exposition right there. So you see her being, whoever's flying that thing, being ejected.
Yes.
And now you got your jetpack guys. And she, what did she do? She hit one.
She attached one of them to the car.
Oh, okay, with a wire. She had a wire to the car. All right, I see. You really can't see it. I guess if you look close, you can see it in the last panel with a, I don't know what, how to pronounce that sound effect, but I would bet if it was on a Legion podcast, you'd have to take a drink for it. So I'm going to do that now.
It would probably also be rhyme with O'Cluck.
Yes, yes. So he's getting shot down. so he's got one left. What's your plan now, Romanoff? And she looks down. I was like, oh, I don't have a. She has no seatbelt. Not seatbelt. Yeah, she doesn't have her seatbelt on or a parachute. That's what I meant to say.
That's right.
And she's like, you know, yeah. She's like, I give up. Yeah, what I thought. And then next thing you know.
I love that damsel in distress look she gets on her face.
Mm-hmm. I could totally see Scarlett Johansson doing this.
God, help us.
Yes, I know you don't really care for the woman, but she's freaking gorgeous. That's all I care about.
Whatever.
It's like I'm never going to meet her, so, you know.
I won't argue with her looks.
Okay, anyhow. So she starts, puts her arms in the straps, and the guy's protesting. Hey, what do you think you're? She kisses him on the helmet, pulls a string, and he's cussing as the parachute deploys, and now she has a jetpack.
He pulls it. The parachute deploys and pulls him away from the jetpack. So it's a physics thing, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's the kind of detail you'd see from Wade, I think. But you know, they're working together, him and the artist. Smart. So she's flying along and she's about to go by a building, and the guy that she stole the jetpack from, he comes up in the flying car. He's not your average agent, obviously, and he's got some super spy looking gun, and obviously shoots the jetpack because there's a big baha boom, a typical explosion sound effect in a comic book, and it cracks the window of the building it's by. So she kind of falls, but gracefully, I might add, and falls on her butt on top of a car and flips around and goes chud. And it's good stuff because the guy says, Mother Murphy, she turns a 40,000-foot fall into a ballet, which she's cool. Yeah. So now we got flying car chasing.
She falls out of the sky.
Yeah.
She bounces off a roof of a car and without missing a beat, knocks a guy off a motorcycle and steals the bike.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and he's using one of Chuck Dixon's favorite things. He's got these 10 commandments of comic book writing. Number one is start with action. This is definitely what he's done. Because, you know, I'm like intrigued already. If this wasn't Wade, I'd probably read this. So anyway, she's on and you got a flying car chasing motorcycle and she's doing all kinds of stunts through construction and everything else. And it's hovering over the it's hovering over the real close to the ground, and next thing you know there's an explosion behind her and a big old multiple barrel machine gun comes out of the headlight, and the guy
straight
says,
out of Expendables.
Yes, exactly. Any cost, Hill's exact order. Okay, so he starts doing the machine gun thing. Stand down, Romanoff, last chance. And of course, she hasn't said a word yet.
Look at all the shells just falling on the ground there.
Yeah, there's a game I play, Fallout 4, where you can get one of those, but they're so inaccurate that even highly modded, I never use one. And they weigh too much. Anyway, But it's fun every once in a while to mow down a bunch of super mutants. Anyway, this isn't Gaming Cast. That might be fun.
So somehow they ended up in a windy country road, from the middle of a construction site to a windy country road.
I don't know. Maybe you couldn't find her for a while.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, okay. So he's shooting both machine guns at her, saying, stand down, and it's going to bracka, 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 and she pulls out another. It's getting close to the tires. I don't think he really wants to kill her. Pardon me. But anyway, she throws one of those bombs at him, at the guy, and hits the car, and it goes kaboom. Ka-choom, excuse me. Totally different. And she's all covered in mud and gunk. Probably, you know, I don't know why. And she's looking for the guy. She's going to pull him out of there. And all of a sudden, behind him, she's bleeding out of her nose. And he turns around. She turns around and does the classic.
I like the lettering, the sigh.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Remind me of the Hawkeye book, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's doing almost a 9-panel grid. Actually, more like 12, 15, actually. Very well done.
Plus six. Yeah, 14 panels. Yep.
So she, you know, grabs the gun because you don't ever get that close to somebody like that because they'll just whip around and take the gun from you. And she smacks him one, puts the gun to his head, pulls the trigger, which I was surprised, and he jumps up and it's empty. And he jumps up, smacks her in the face. They're doing their tussling around, and you know, and she hits him in the gut, and he falls in the mud. Pulls out a knife, and she's about dead. About half, you know, she's tired. Whatever you pitched from us, widow, I hope it was worth it. And he comes at her with a gun, a knife, and she's already got a rock in her hand, and she smacks him one in the head, and he's bleeding, and he tries to get up again. She smacks him another one. And she's there and blood coming off the rock. And she says, me too. And that's the end of it. Then they got some kind of... Oh, it's a letters column thing. We can read that some other time or not.
It's just the three carryovers from Daredevil talking about working on this book. That's all.
Awesome.
No,
yeah, I'm hooked.
No deep insight, but this was, for my money, a great issue, worth the price of admission. Yep. Normally, a book this silent, I would be PO'd at a price tag of $3.99.
It depends on how it's done, and it's done well in that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Pardon me.
It'll be interesting. I mean, Marvel has broken down their universe again into components. They've got a bunch of magic books going right now, or magical books going right now, where they kind of have a through line through all the books. And now they've also got this noir line, which this is part of, kind of along the lines of Hawkeye and or something else. But again, they're trying to create a niche for certain readers to go to, and this is great. This was awesome. This was like the opening moments of a great Bond movie.
Yes, absolutely. I was thinking exactly
the pre-credit, the pre-credits action sequence.
Yeah, before the bullet, looking through the bullet of the gun thing at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is. I'm going to enjoy this. It would be the only book I believe of Marvel that I am buying.
You're missing a couple good ones, but whatever.
Well, my plan was to get in when they rebooted everything, and work has been I can't remember the last time I read a comic. Well, a few minutes ago. I'm way behind on
that. A week
ago. Yeah. But I've been just playing games where I get to shoot people because it makes me feel better. It's a sad state of affairs, but it's true. But they're bad people. So
they're comic book ISIS.
Yeah. So and I've got like trades and omnibuses just laying around that I don't even have a shelf for. I need to work on that. But anyway, so yeah, it's been crazy. Got this project I've been working on almost 2 years now. Wait a minute, that can't be right. I haven't been there that long. It started before I got there. It's been going for 2 years, and I've been working on it for over a year. Anyway, I'm done with these people. I don't want to talk to them anymore. So, anyway, what else we got? When's WonderCon?
Let me see. Looking forward to the news out of Los Angeles in just about 2 weeks here, right after the opening of Superman Batman same weekend. So.
I am actually looking forward to seeing that. I'm going to watch it without the kids the first time. Not that I don't think they can handle it. I just know that I'll never hear a word of it if I don't.
Well, what you do is you go to one of those theaters with the lounge seats where you don't have to hear anybody. That's what I plan on doing.
Yeah, well, that would be great.
If you had one, sorry.
Yes, if our local one actually had one.
Okay, my bad, sorry.
No, that's fine. There's one here in town. There wasn't one here in town when I was a kid. It's actually better than the one up farther uptown, so.
I love them. I it'll be hard to go back. We saw Star Wars in those ones where you got the little lounger seats and the feet are up and you can't hear anybody else in the theater, which was
really
it was a blessing. I was like in my own little bubble in my chair. I couldn't hear the guy sitting next to me, let alone my kids behind me talking. It was
That's cool, man.
It was cool. I'm gonna take them to go see Zootopia in the same theater and just like, you know, enjoy your movie. I'll talk to you in 90 minutes.
It's closer to 2 hours, but my sister had a party during the day, one of those kind of Tupperware kind of things, and she gave me $100 and said, hey, go take the kids out of here. So we went to the movies and saw that, and I was actually surprised. I actually liked it.
I heard it's awesome, so I'm looking forward. But that's how I will see Superman or Batman versus Superman will be in the theater, where I don't have to hear anyone. I just have to find a day to see it.
Yeah.
Because we have house guests that week.
Oh, okay. And interesting.
Anyhow.
Yes.
So that's what I'm looking – that's my only comment. I'm looking forward to the news about – Rebirth from DC, which we will not get any of that for till the 26th of March.
Yeah. All right.
But thanks for suggesting this. I had read this and I enjoyed a second read through, and when I get the trade paperback in a couple months, I will enjoy a third read through.
I might do that. Do the same thing. That looks cool.
I'll share it with my daughters. I think this is a strong female title, not overly talky like the incredibly good Spider-Woman or Captain Marvel or Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All right. Okay, that's it.
I'm done.
All right.
Awesome, Blossom.
Okay. And let's see. Let's go through the thingy majiggers and stuff. You can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelawnbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on Facebook and join the conversation there, which has actually been kind of light. I've been too busy to talk to anybody, even my own family. It's been ridiculous. or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. There's 240 episodes of goodness on there, which some of them have bad links I need to fix, but that's a whole nother story. That's behind the curtain. You don't need to know that. But anyway, that's it for this week, and we are out.